And now, back to Herb Plambeck.
All right, Bobby. And may I add our gratitude to our sponsors for the opportunity they're giving us to continue to help them in achieving those higher standards of health and nutrition and the additional happiness and prosperity they will help bring. Getting back to our show now, let's try once again to go over to where Bill Diamond is. Just before, in bar number 10, there were a few too many people on our mic cord, but we think we've got that taken care of. So now it's over to barn number 9 here at the Dairy Show at Waterloo. Apparently, there are still too many people interfering a little with Bill over there, so they've given the microphone back to me. We're going to ask Bill to come over here and tell us.
Boy, I was talking. I bet you.
Above our exhibit with green block letters forming Bremer County, the dairy spot of Iowa.
Sure, you wouldn't miss a chance to bring that out, I'm certain. How many entries do you have here?
14.
And Gene, I'd just like to make one brief comment about the attractiveness of this display. It's so very clean, so very neat all the way through. You're in charge of this?
That's right.
Must take quite a bit of work.
The boys are very cooperative.
All the other entrants are helping you out, and that's great because that just shows the teamwork and cooperation that we like to see at displays like this. Now I see Bill Diamond edging his way over here, but what became of this serviceman that I saw before? In fact, I see two or three of them now. Come on up here, you. Let's see. Here's a boy with a combat infantryman's badge, the European Theater of Operations, the Purple Heart, well, several other citations. What's your name?
Clifford Smith.
And you're from where?
State Center, Iowa.
Cliff, aren't you one of the Smith boys who
That's
used to be
right.
in work,
right.
4-H work here?
Yes, I finished about 9 years of 4-H work before I entered the service.
How does this show look to you after being over there?
Pretty darn swell. There isn't a whole lot over there that I could see.
But there really is a lot here, and we're
That's
glad
right.
you're back again, Cliff. Okay, and here Bill says this is one of his boys.
Herb, this is the fellow I run onto over there in one of the other barns, and he's Elwood Mabin.
Oh,
the
sure.
last time we heard from Elwood, he was over in Switzerland looking at those brown Swiss heifers. And, Elwood, how do they look here compared to the way they did over there in their native homeland?
Some of the Swiss in their native homeland look very fine over there, and all the owners are very proud of them. Most of them go around with their favorite Swiss cattle with a bell around their neck.
And, Elwood, are you home now on a little furlough?
Yes, I'm home on a 30-day recuperation period from overseas. We were headed for the Pacific. Whether we go now or not, we do not know.
Well, Elwood, it's good luck to you wherever you go.
Thanks, Bill, for bringing Elwood over here. I know he's got the Bronze Star citation as well as the Combat Infantryman badge. He could tell us a lot of things. It's good to see you, and I'm glad you got to see those brown Swiss over there. I didn't quite get down to see the brown Swiss, but I saw the Guernseys and the Jerseys and the Holsteins and a few other breeds in their native habitat. Well, Bill, while you're catching your breath, I think we have time for just one or two little checks here with some of the other folks who are standing around us. I see a very charming little lady here. I don't know if we're going to get her to talk, but I'm sure this is her mother with her. I'm going to ask her mother to, or will you tell us who this little lady is?
It's Marietta Reakin, and I'm her aunt.
Oh, I see. Marietta, how do you like the show?
No.
We aren't going to get that job done. Well, that's what naturally happens when we take them too much by surprise, and we certainly took this lovely little girl by surprise. I wish all of our listeners could see the big crowd that's gathered around us here. I imagine Bill Diamond wishes there weren't quite so many people, inasmuch as he had a little hard luck over there at the other barn. But, Bill, you've probably got something to tell us about what you saw there, and I know you have a special announcement.
Okay, Herb, we did have quite a time over there, and we visited with a lot of people. That barn is just about like the big dairy 4-H dairy exhibit here. A lot of varicolored bunting up over the exhibits. A lot of good heifers over there. And the boys are over there working, clipping, washing. They've got those calves out, shining them up for the big show, which will start Monday morning here. And, Herb, I've got a special announcement that I want to make at this time, because, and it's in connection with some of the awards. You know, all of the awards in the contests now in progress today will be made at the big banquet at the Electric Park Ballroom tonight, including announcement of the State 4-H Production Contest, in which club members enter the records made by their heifers in production of milk and butterfat. Right now, we're privileged to announce the winners who will get their awards tonight. There's two divisions in this contest, one for club members who have available the services of a DHIA supervisor, and one for those boys who do their own testing. In the latter division, a Blackhawk County boy, Donald Funk, who had the grand champion Ayrshire in the county show here yesterday, was the winner. As a matter of fact, Don won four of the top five prizes. Raydeen Miss Gimmons of Cambria was third, and others in the top bracket were Arlene Sharp of Fort Dodge, Eugene Woodcock of Tripola, and Roger Baldwin of Kellogg. In the other class, which is the big one, a Fayette County boy who's been up near the top every year for about the past 8 or 9 years finally went over the top this year as his brown Swiss heifer produced 594 pounds of fat to lead this class. He's Lowell Maben of Randalia, a brother of the serviceman we just had on, and we congratulate him for not only winning, but for his sticking to the job all these years to accomplish this end. And we know he'll be happy, too, because this is his last year. Other winners include Gerald Hakeman of Sanborn, Homer and Jack Hansen of Cedar Falls, Bruce Taylor of Delta, and William Kemp of Marion, among many others. Production is recognized elsewhere, too, as evidenced in this message from Bobby Griffin.
Well, thank you, Bill. On this broadcast from one of America's great dairy centers, it is fitting to recognize the splendid production of our dairy farms. Despite critical shortages of food and labor, Corn Belt farmers and their dairy herds have held milk output at record levels month after month. Even when they stop fighting, nations keep on eating. And for a time, American food must continue to nourish the people of many less fortunate lands. Then gradually, as other nations regain the ability to feed themselves, we must encourage a standard of health and nutrition here in America that will require the full output of our great dairy industry. Yes, we must see that every American family gets and uses enough dairy foods every day. Then, right here in America, we can have a profitable post-war market for a full production of dairy cows. And now, Bill Diamond, get right over here. I think you have another word.
Bobby, that statement you just had was absolutely right. And to ensure that post-war production, farmers are reminded every day of the need for continued high production by those cartoon posters appearing on the cream and milk trucks. You know, on the way up here, I saw a couple of trucks displaying the new September poster, picturing two cows outside the barn talking over the feeding situation. One cow reportedly was saying, and I quote, if you can quote a cow, "I see you're on furlough, sister, but still in the chow line." And the other replied with an apparent great deal of satisfaction, "Sure, I'll more than repay my boss, though, during my next lactation." Well, that was a poster cartoon, the kind they're putting out on the cream and milk trucks here in the state, to encourage farmers to achieve greater production. But the next and final feature today is no cartoon, even though there's a lot of posters over there. Here, Herb is over in the WHO display right now, and all set to tell us about the splendid record of Herbert Hoover and something about his exhibit of jerseys.
And there's a lot to be said here at this special display. We're going to have to hurry through it, but we do want to touch just a few of the highlights. First, we'd like to say that WHO considers it an honor to help sponsor a display of this kind, in which we're presenting Iowa's champion dairy club member, Herbert Hoover of Mahaska County. And just a word about Herbert's record. He's been a champion Jersey club member. He's been a member of 14 judging teams and competed in 29 contests. Been a National Achievement Contest runner-up, been a health winner for several years, on demonstration teams, participating in 41 different demonstrations. He's developed a fine flock of Shropshires. He's been a record book winner. He's been a champion showman. He developed a fine herd of Chester Whites. He's been Iowa 4-H president. And last but by no means least is this fine herd of Jersey cattle that he's developed and which is now on display here. There are 12 head ranging from some small calves up to some mature cows that he's had in production work for some years. Herbert, when did you start your 4-H work?
I started in 1934, Herb.
That, in other words, is 11 years ago and, of course, is a long record, and that's one of the essentials, naturally, to achieving the great heights that you have achieved. Herbert, I notice in the trophy case many different citations, trophies, ribbons, plaques, a fine large record book, some pictures of special interest, and other prizes and awards and recognitions you've received. I'm sure they would make almost anybody feel mighty proud, and I imagine you're quite happy about them.
Yes, I am, but that's not as important as the fact that last year I thought I was making my last trip to show as a 4-H club boy, and I certainly am happy to have WHO pay my expenses up here and award me a plaque as champion dairy club member. And my 11 years in club work are something I'll remember, and this is certainly a fine finale.
Well, we're glad, of course, you feel that way about it, Herb, but I'd like to add that it's a privilege to sponsor a display like that. There's so much to be attained from a show of this kind. I know all Cattle Congress visitors will look this display over. They'll see what one young man can do when he applies himself, when he follows the 4-H mottos and goes to work, as you most certainly have done. Herbert, is the herd even larger than what we have here?
Yes, I have about 20 head. I have 8 that I didn't bring, including some small calves and the herd sire and junior herd sire.
Well, again, I'd like to congratulate you and compliment you on what you've done. There's much more to be said about this display. It's so attractively put up. Everything is so clean, spotlessly clean. There's some Arbor Vita here helping enhance the display. The bunting above is in the green and white 4-H colors, and as we pointed out, has a notation of the different animals that he has here on display and tells a little about Herbert Hoover's outstanding record. I see Bill Diamond is giving me the signal that it's just about time to return the show back to Bobby Griffin, and I think Bobby is ready over there. We'll have to sort of meander through this crowd which is congregating here at Herbert Hoover's fine display, and I know that they will want to look at this show too. I'd just like to say again, for Bill Diamond and for all of us at WHO, it's been a pleasure to be here at the Dairy Cattle Congress grounds once again.
Well, thank you very much, Herb. We've certainly had one very swell trip up here with you, Eileen Shive, John Wherry, Bill Diamond, Tommy Doonan, and Lou Frederick. Our time's up for today, friends, but tune in again next Saturday noon for another Corn Belt Farm Hour, when your host will again be the Iowa Dairy Industry Commission and the American Dairy Association. Next week's broadcast will again come to you direct from the studios of WHO in Des Moines. Our guests will be the winners in the August section of the Iowa Crop Corps Honor Roll, for which nominations are to be sent in not later than Tuesday. And now, speaking for Bill Diamond, Herb Plambeck, this is Bobby Griffin at Waterloo, returning you to Don Hovey at Des Moines to take us out on time.